The red meat sector has been under a bit of pressure with the drought conditions and then the episode of foot and mouth disease in the Limpopo area earlier this year, which resulted in a number of countries holding off buying SA red meat until such time they regain confidence in the red meat industry again. But it's one of the sectors that President Cyril Ramaphosa cited in his State of the Nation speech, where he spoke about government wanting to focus on high-value agricultural products with export potential, talking about forging partnerships with the private sector to improve the potential. I'm joined on the line by Ruli van Rienen. He's a supply chain manager at Beefmaster, which is a large producer of beef and exports to the Middle East and Far East. Ruli, what sort of contribution does the beef export industry make to the local economy?
Well, Nompu, thanks for the opportunity, firstly. The contribution from the beef export industry into the international market made a huge contribution since we received the FMD free status a couple of years ago, and that has been a growing market. As South Africa used to be a net importer of beef products only in the past, we've now moved to a situation where we have an excess of beef production, which is excellent, and that we can compete on the international scene with our products. So the net effect of that was significant to our industry, and thus the rise that we had in the pricing structures of beef.
So really, how much has the foot and mouth disease issue in Limpopo affected businesses like yours in the past couple of months?
Well, it has been significantly huge, especially, you know, if you take into account any business on the agri sector that has been involved in the beef industry have had stocks that were obviously more expensive than the current situation requires it to be. So yes, that has impacted our business and our industry severely.
So once the necessary processes have been followed through and South African red meat is declared good for export again, how can the red meat industry and government work together to weather the various storms like drought conditions and grow the country's export potential?
Well, I think that for the country's beef export position to improve from local industry through the forums that we have, such as the Feedlot Association or the Red Meat Industry Forum, combined with Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, an effort could be made, which is already there, to open up more countries to South Africa in good trade relations. And that could definitely improve the situation further along.
So the president spoke of specifically in relation to emerging farmers. What sort of assistance do they need to get to begin to serve various markets? And how can they and established farmers mitigate against tough economic times and strategize against lower pricing in instances where there's oversupply?
Well, I think critical to that, albeit an emerging farmer or a current existing farmer, I believe that the strategy should be to develop good trade relations with your offtake side, meaning that you have to create a brand for your product, whereby your product is known for the quality it is and the production that it can deliver, thus ensuring that you receive the correct value for your product due to the inputs that you made through that or into the product beforehand, albeit genetics or just general herd health that you're looking after.
So, in the meantime, how has the sector been coping with the headwinds of the drought and higher maize prices?
Well, from December to January, we had a 30 to 40% increase in the maize price, which put pressure on wiener prices. Coupled with that, on the 8th of January, we lost the FMD free status for South Africa, which brought about a significant reduction in beef prices. Now, you can call that a perfect storm for January because it brought about many contributing factors to a pressurized economy already in South Africa. The consumer's ability to procure beef or meat in general was already under pressure.
Yes.
So if we want to address that, we need to make sure that we do have those relationships in place. And just from our business side is that we make sure that the relationships we have on the offtake side, albeit not a price-fixed situation where we are guaranteed a value, we do have a guaranteed volume situation just to ensure that offtake does take place and to ride through these tough times at the moment, because the critical factor was getting rid of the product through the period.
Yes. Now, assuming everything can come right and the conditions are right, what sort of potential does the sector have in terms of job creation?
I find it very difficult to answer that question, as I'm not representative of the industry exactly, but I do know within our business, we're definitely looking at expansions.
Yes.
And moving forward within the value chains, and also looking at more facilities that we can produce and pack more products. So that could definitely create more jobs.
Yes, and of course, if that's replicated across businesses like yours, then it would have the same impact. So really, just tell us, you have this campaign going on. My Afrikaans pronunciation is not very good, but what is a Braai vir die Boere all about?
Braai vir die Boere. It's all Sesanyama, Aretusa die Boer. So it's a campaign that was started not by us. I'm not exactly sure where. And the idea is that we should unite and all enjoy a pastime that we, as South Africans, all enjoy. And by thus supporting the local economy and the local farmers and the agricultural industry with what we're doing and enjoying.
That was Rulie van Rienen. He's supply chain manager at Beefmaster.